Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, the words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I am. You were loud,
the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I don't think y'all heard me out there on today. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley, and you have tuned into Iron Royalty Show. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made just for you and me, and we rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee. Oh, Lord, I beseech thee. Send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. Before I even get started with the word on today, because I don't want nothing to interrupt the flow of the word on today, I want to start with a few announcements. And after the announcements, we're going to just go ahead and get started on this day. Hallelujah. Well, first, we're going to start with the first announcement on this Sunday. I want everybody to say this Sunday, February 20th, 2011. Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance, Church of God in Christ. Woo-hoo! The best church in the world. Yes, y'all should know this. That's a church that Social Pastor attends to. 1921 East Empire Avenue, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022. There will be annual heart-to-heart conference. Yes, annual heart-to-heart conference celebrating God's love, and the theme is agape. Come prepared to receive a word from the Lord. There will be door prizes every hour, music, and a word from God. And the word of God will be spoken, and speaker will be, I heard a young woman, she around age 33, I heard, you know, she be jumping and shouting, and I heard she be going hard in the paint for the Lord, and I heard her name is Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. Hallelujah, yes, God. And the coordinator for this event is my mother, Marcia Newsom, coordinator, and her number is area code 269-926-3000. Let me give that to you again. 269-926-3000. I'm telling you, if you're in the Michigan area or even the Illinois or Indiana area, come on out. I'm telling you, this ride will be worth your ride. I'm telling you, God is going to move like never before. And the theme is one of my favorites. Anybody know me, I always say agape, the highest love. And I'm telling you, God is going to show up. If you need healing, come on out. If you need deliverance, come on out. If you just need a touch from the Lord, come on out. If you just need to just get in his presence or get a favor or see his glory, come on out at 5 p.m. to annual heart-to-heart, 1921 East Empire, Benton Harbor, Michigan. Hallelujah. The next announcement I have for today is Soul Food Dinner. All you can eat, take your mother to dinner. Let me say that again. I get excited when I hear about soul food. Soul Food Dinner, all you can eat, take your mother to dinner. When and where? May 8, 2011, time 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., where? Family Investment Center, 301 Martin Luther King Drive, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022, and sponsored by none other, Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance, Church of God in Christ. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. Where the senior pastor is Apostle Michael V. Robinson. And guess what? The price for all you can eat, ribs, chicken, greens, macaroni, and cheese, cornbread, cabbages, and all types of desserts is $10 all you can eat. So take your mother to dinner and give her food, heavenly food, for her soul. Hallelujah. And if you want any questions on that, you can call 269-934-5781, 269-934-5781. And that's all for our announcements on today. Hallelujah. I'm just excited about what God is doing in this season of our lives. Before I get started with the topic on today, I just want you to know that today is my day, all day Thursday. I want somebody to say that to themselves. Today is my day, all day Thursday. Yes, today on Thursday is your day, all day Thursday. So whenever the enemy try to come your way on today, I want you to know that today is your day, all day Thursday. That means everything works out your way. That means everything works out for your good. That means you are a magnet for the blessings from God on today. So get in receiving position on today to get ready to obtain the blessings from God on today. I'm going to say it one more time just to drop it deep in your spirit. Today is my day, all day Thursday. Hallelujah. I'm just excited about what God is doing in this season. I'm telling you, he's opened up doors like never before. He's raining on us like never before, and he's saturating us like never before. He's doing a new thing in us like never before. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go to the word of the Lord on today. Anybody who has their Bible or just write this down, 1 Samuel 16, verse 6 through 13. Actually, I got quite a few different chapters on today. And the word of the Lord says, when they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord. I want y'all to remember what I just said. Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. I want somebody to touch their heart and say, the Lord looks at my heart. Yeah, yeah. The Lord looks at my heart. Hallelujah. Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, the Lord has not chosen this one. Jesus then had Shammah pass by, but Samuel said, nor has the Lord chosen this one. Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, the Lord has not chosen these. So he asked Jesse, are all these the sons you have? There is still the youngest, Jesse answered. He is tending to the sheep. Samuel said, send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives. I want you to say, the Lord will not sit down until I arrive. I hope somebody getting that in their spirit. The Lord will not sit down until I arrive. Hallelujah. So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and a handsome features. Then the Lord said, rise and anoint him. This is the one. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. May God have a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word for the edification of our souls. Hallelujah. And the topic on today that I'm coming and preaching off of is the Lord has chosen me for the oil. I want somebody to get that in their spirit, because when I wrote it down, I got super excited. The Lord has chosen me for the oil. I want you to say, self, the Lord has chosen you for the oil. Hallelujah. Hey, God, the Lord has chosen you for the oil. We read in this scripture right here that when Samuel thought that, you know, Jesse's oldest son, Eliab, was the one, you know, the Lord was like, no, he ain't the one. See, you're looking at his broad shoulders and how tall he is and how big he is, but I don't look at the outward appearance, but I look at the heart. Who am I talking to on today? See, a lot of people look at you and think you don't look quite right for the position or look like you can get the job done or look like you're not even qualified, but the Lord ain't looking at your outward appearance. He's looking at the inward man, your heart. Hallelujah. He's looking at how you can be anointed to be chosen for the oil. I want you to know, men and women of God, kings and queens with riches, sitting in heavenly places, today is your day, all day, every day, because the Lord God of heaven has chosen you this day for the oil. When oil drips on the top of your head, it flows from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Hallelujah. The oil is chosen you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, meaning that the oil is drip-dropping from the top and saturating all down through your body. Hey, God, it's touching your heart. It's touching your soul. It's touching your spirit. It's touching your mind, and it's flowing down to your feet, meaning that everywhere you walk is blessed. Everything you touch is blessed. Your very thoughts is blessed because it's drinking with the oil. Everything your heart beats is blessed, because it got the pulse and the reticules of the oil dripping all on it. Your belly, out of your belly is blessed. Everything about you is just blessed because the Lord has chosen you for the oil. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Oh, God, who am I talking to on today? I want to let you know that you're not a castaway, but you are a winner. You're not forgotten, but you're remembered. You're not the last another day, but this day and this year, you are the first, baby. You're not alone, because God has the angels, and he never leave you nor forsake you, and he's always omnipresent. You are not the borrower, but this day you are the lender. You are not in lack, but this day you have nothing but abundance. You're not in rags anymore, but from this day forth, you're walking in riches. You're walking in royalty. You're walking in righteous. You're walking in rubies, and you're reigning with God. I just want to let you know, and just want to come on by and let you know that you don't never have to doubt another day. You don't never have to doubt another moment that God has not handpicked you, hand chosen you for the call. Hallelujah. God has called you to walk in greatness. God has chosen you to walk in excellence. God has chosen you to commit the work and do the job. the oil. Hallelujah. It's your time. It's your time. It's your season. It's your season. It's your time. And it is your season. Hallelujah. You are blessed by the best. You can forget about the rest. Everything else is obsolete because you're walking in the fog, the favor of God. You're being led by GPS, God's prosperity system, and you're walking in the raw grumbling of cream. Christ rules everything around me. And just in case that ain't enough, you are a be wild for all the women out there. Be wild on these beautiful women to attain wealth. Proverbs 11, verse 16. So I just want you to know that you are chosen for the oil. My God, you are chosen for the oil on this day. So I want you to chillax. I call it chillaxing. I want you to sit on back and chillax on today. Don't worry about nothing else. Another moment, another minute on today. You can sit back and chillax because everything going to work out your way on today. Everything going to work out for your good on today because you are a magnet for the blessings of God. And you can sit on back and know that the Lord has chosen you for the oil. Hallelujah. As I begin to study this and begin to just seek God for this message on today, he gave me Exodus 17, verse 12 through 15. And I'm not going to read it, but I'm going to give you a little bit of what God had gave me in that. Moses got tired. See, the children of Israel was battling against the Amalekites. And Moses got a little tired, see, because he was holding the rod up all day. And at the time when Moses began to get tired, Aaron and Hur was on the mountain. And they took a stone and sit Moses down and sit the stone up under it. And they hold up his rod, one on one side and one on the other side. And they held it up until sunset. And they let him know that they had his their back. I want you to know that you are chosen in this season. The same way David had Jonathan, I want you to know that God has sent somebody your way. The same way he sent Moses' way, he sent somebody. Every time the devil thinks he's going to bring you down, God is going to send up some people on your side to hold up your arms and hold up your rod to let you know, baby, you are moving forward, and we're moving forward together, and you won't be stopped. We're going to inherit this blessing together, and we won't be stopped. We're going to obtain the promise of God together. And we won't be stopped. Hallelujah. And at the time when Aaron and Hur was holding up the rod, Joshua was winning a battle against the Amalekites. And the Lord said to Moses, while you won this battle, I want you to write this on a scroll and remember what I have done for you. And make sure Joshua hears this. And I will completely wipe out the name of the Amalekites, your enemies, under heaven. Glory! Hallelujah! Don't you know every time people think you're going to fall down because you're going through this situation or you're going through this storm, I want you to know that it's over because God is going to send some people your way to hold up that rod in your life. Why? Because you are chosen for the oil in your life. When the Lord chose you, and when the Lord has chosen you to walk in destiny and greatness, every time the devil trying to make you think for you by yourself, he's a liar because God has sent somebody to hold you up. Don't you know when David thought he was running from Saul? Don't you know he sent Jonathan to have his back? Don't you know the Lord will send some people to have your back? Don't you know when Moses thought they were losing a battle against the Amalekites, God had Aaron and her hold up his rod, and that day and that time in Exodus 17, verse 15, they called that mountain Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is our banner. Don't you know that the same Lord who had the one that battled in and had David win every storm, rain, test, trial, tribulation is your banner? Don't you know that he has chosen you for the oil? Hallelujah. He has chosen you for the oil. Who am I talking to on today? He has chosen you for greatness. He has chosen you for the oil. You was chosen to be a king or a queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness. You were chosen to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. My. Hey, God, you were chosen for a time as this. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Also, the Lord gave me another one. And this touched me real deep. I'm telling you, it's tears all over these notes. Hey, God. Genesis, I'm even tears coming out right now. Genesis 17, verse 1. He gave me this with Abraham when he began to let Abraham know that you're a father to many nations. See, your name was Abram, but now I'm calling you Abraham. Hey, who am I talking to on today? See, people call you one thing, but God call you something else. Who am I talking to on today? Everybody remember your past, but God remembers your future. Who am I talking to on today that everybody remember what you did 20 years ago, but God just remember your today? Rest of your right now, your moment, your second, and your hour. Jesus. Who am I talking to today that know that you know that you know that the Lord has chosen you for the oil? He has chosen you to walk in greatness. He has chosen you for such a time and an hour as this. Hallelujah. In Genesis 17, verse 1, I'm just going to go over it so you can read that later on today. The Lord came to Abraham and said, I am God Almighty. Don't you know what God Almighty means? El Shaddai. I am El Shaddai. And he told Abraham, walk before me faithfully and blameless. Then I, God, will make your covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Hallelujah. You know, yesterday, the Lord's word was multiply your faith times two. Oh, hallelujah. In Genesis 1, verse 22 and 28, don't you know that God is studying, speaking increase in our lives? Don't you know God is taking us up to another level and giving us double in this season of our lives? Double for our trouble? Come on, somebody. And in verse 6, the Lord told Abraham, I will make you very fruitful. On yesterday, the Lord said the same thing in Genesis 1, verse 22 and 28. Be fruitful, multiply, increase, and subdue in number. God is speaking it once again on today. He's letting us know that I'm making a covenant with you, just like I made with Abraham. How many of y'all out there need the inheritance of Abraham? How many of y'all want the blessings of Abraham all over your life? Well, I'm here to let you know it is already done because you have been chosen for the oil. Hallelujah. Jesus, hey, God, glory, hey, God. The Lord said in verse 7 to Abraham, this is it right here, I will establish, which means it's already done, I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you. Okay, hold on. So the Lord said it's an everlasting covenant between Abraham and his descendants after him. Last time I checked, we was the descendants of Abraham, meaning that it's already done, meaning that you got the covenant right now that Abraham possessed in Genesis 17, meaning that the blessings is over your life, meaning that faith, and finance, and fruits, and fruitation, and fruitfulness, and multiplying, and increasing is over your life right now. So hold your hand up high and say, Lord, here I am. I am receiving position for the blessings of Abraham. Hallelujah. Say it one more time. Lord, here I am. I am positioned for receiving the blessings of Abraham. Hallelujah. Hey, Rabosha, no Rokosha. It is time right now. You have been chosen for the oil. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. This applies to your life on today, meaning today is your day all day. Today is your day every day. Every day that the Lord has chosen you for begins right now. The Lord has chosen you for the oil. Yes, he has handcrafted you, predestined you, designed you. You are his spoken word, and it will never return him void, but it will fulfill the purpose which you were sent out to do. Glory! Hey, God, you, all of you who is listening right now, don't you know that God is going to take you up higher? You're going to go to levels you can't even imagine. You're going to go to realms you can't even imagine. Dimension you're going to go to. When you begin to pray, God is just going to take over you, and the words will come out of your mouth, you're going to be blown back. When you begin to journal or write or begin to speak the word of the Lord, God is going to have his way in your life. I'm telling you, you have been handcrafted, handpicked, predestined to be chosen for the oil. Hallelujah. Don't even worry about your haters, because, yes, your haters, they make you greater. God already got them. You're going to win the battle. He is your Jehovah Nisi, the Obana. And everyone who talked about you, it don't matter because you're chosen for the oil. Everybody who hurt you, backstabbed you, betrayed you, lied on you, and even tried to kill you in form and fashion, it don't matter. You know why? Because you know what? They only made you stronger because you are chosen for the oil. You are chosen for the oil. You are chosen for the oil. You are blessed by the best because the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Alpha Omega, beginning and the end. He told Abraham in Genesis 17 and 1, I am God Almighty, with me El Shaddai. So El Shaddai is speaking to you in your life on today to let you know, my child, my son, my daughter, I, the Lord, has chosen you for the oil. Hallelujah. He has chosen you for the oil. He has handpicked you for the oil. It is your time. It is your time. So chillax on today. Sit back on today. Because today is your day all day, every day. Today is the season that you just bask in the presence of the Lord and seek him on today. Today you ain't got to worry about nothing. I don't care if it's a disconnect notice. God got your back. I don't give you double. I don't care if you're sick in your body. Lay hands on yourself. Luke 4 says, physician, heal thyself. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Why? Because the Lord has chosen you for the oil. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hallelujah. He has chosen you for the oil. Hallelujah. He has chosen you for victory. Hallelujah. He has chosen you for greatness. Hallelujah. He has chosen you for your purpose. Don't you know a lot of you out there on today, some of you can't, some things can't get done until you do it because God has handcrafted you and purposed you to do it. Some people won't even get saved until you open your mouth. Some people won't even get healed, delivered, and set free until you open your mouth. Some people won't even put the bottle down until you open your mouth. Some people won't even get their blessing until you give it to them. Don't you know God has handpicked you, handcrafted you, and designed you for your will to be done in this kingdom? Hallelujah. We are kingdom builders doing kingdom business in this season of our lives. We need to be like Esther and be in preparation. We need to be like Ruth and be working for God. And we need to be like Rachel, being about our Father's business and doing what God has called us to do. And I want you to know today, as I leave you, the Lord has chosen you for the oil. Hallelujah. He has chosen you. Don't you dare let that devil talk to you again another day. He is a lion and a defeated foe, and there's no truth in him. He's the father of all lies, but God has chosen you for the oil. God has predestined you to move forward. God has took you up and out into the promised land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. You is chosen by God. Chosen. Hallelujah. Tell yourself one more time, I am chosen for the oil. Hallelujah. You are chosen. I'm buying off generational curses that try to make you think you can do like your mom and a dad. Your devil is a liar and a defeated foe. You are chosen for the oil. I don't care what you did in my day 10 minutes ago. I don't care what you did 10 weeks ago, 10 months ago, 10 years ago. It's a liar. You are chosen for the oil. Chosen by God. Hey, God, to walk in the wealthy place and to walk in the greatness that God has for your life. Chosen. Hallelujah. Chosen. I tell you, when I begin to look over my life and all the things that I have been through and to know that God chosen me, I get excited and I begin, tears roll down my face. Because if you only knew how everybody said, I'll never be nothing, I'll never amount to anything, because I had a daughter at a young age and I was a teen mom and I had to drop out of school at the time, and they told me I'll never be nothing, and because my mother was this way and my father was that way, and because I've done some things in my life, but I thank God that he chosen me for the oil. When the devil tried to kill me 7 years ago from cancer, and he made me kind of believe that thing too, y'all, but I'm here to let you know today, I'm alive and well and chosen for the oil. Hey, Robosha, chosen for greatness. Hey, Robosha, chosen for destiny. Hey, Robosha, chosen by God. Hey, Robosha, chosen. You are chosen. Hey, God. Woo, Jesus, chosen. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the phone line to a couple of people. Hey, Robosha, hey, God. Before we close out, we got about a couple of more minutes. And I just want to let you know, I just want to hear what the Lord has said to your spirit on today about you being chosen for the oil. Hallelujah. Oh, double shot. Hallelujah. I'm going to call out the last four digits of your number, and I'm just going to let you know that you're live on the air. And I just want to hear, oh, God, I just want to hear whatever the Lord is telling you about you being chosen. The number starting with 512 and ending in 2597. God bless you. Live on the air.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the word today. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged that I'm chosen. Amen. You just really confirmed what we kind of chatted about on Facebook, that this is a time for abundance for his people, that those people that God, that people told us that we couldn't make it, we wouldn't do anything, we wouldn't amount to, God is going to show his glory in us. So I'm just excited, and I thank you for being used by God. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is one of my spiritual sisters. I'm telling you, a powerful woman of God. She's so faithful to God. She's even a member of Army Ruby, and she's faithful to that too as well.
And I'm just so overflowing just with kingdom connections this season. Hallelujah.
Last number. Oh, this is my sister. Hallelujah. Ending in 0637. Hallelujah. Sis, you're live on the air.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. That word really ministered to me. I'm sitting here in my vehicle. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Glory. Oh, my
Thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
yes.
Jesus. Yes, God. Now you have to excuse me. Oh, God. Chosen for the oil. And I was sitting here, and I'm like, God, I'm doing a few other things, but I said, oh, this is a right now, such an on-time word. Chosen, and I was sitting here thinking the oil of the Lord, and it sounds like, okay, the oil of the Lord, but what does the oil represent, you know?
Anointing, come on.
Oh, Jesus, my God, what does it represent? And the oil, and I'm like, the oil of the Lord, you know, because sometimes we hear things and we, you know, really don't, we hear it, but we're not really, you know, getting what is being said. And so
yeah.
The oil of the Lord represents your next level in God. It represents your next place in God. It represents the glory of the Lord, you know.
Ooh,
and
Jesus.
I'm sitting here, oh, God, oh, God,
Thank
my
God,
what it represents. Oh, my, hey, Jesus. Mm. Oh, my God, it represents taking your seated place in God. Oh, and so I'm like I was doing a few other things, but it came to my remembrance because I'm usually at work at this time. I said, oh, my sister's radio show. Oh, and you, oh my God. And I'm about to ready to throw this phone because I said, the oil of the Lord. Oh, Jesus. And so, sis, I'm excited, and that really blessed me. I'm sitting here was just in tears. You know, I have not heard it before, but God just began to minister. What does the oil of the Lord represent? And now, and what God is doing in this season. So be blessed. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged. Glory to God. What an awesome on-time word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Next, oh Jesus, girl, you about to, you know we ain't got enough time now. We about to go
God,
in
God.
Again.
Oh,
you better
God.
Stop,
oh,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Woo, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh God, I think I'm about to get some more time on here. Cause, oh Jesus, Lord God. Next caller, you're calling from 269 ending in 9404. You're live on the air. Caller? Well, I guess they're just calling in to listen. Next caller. Oh, that's my sister. Hallelujah. 7481.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, I was blessed, chosen by the oil. What does the oil mean? I'm excited. I'm just so excited. I just soaked everything up. Me and Pastor Wiley was talking earlier. And I knew she had a rhema word, a right now word from the Lord. As I was getting excited as we was talking earlier, truly this is just a dynamic word. And I hope everybody just soak it in just like a sponge because truly this is a word from the Lord. And let's just get it in and accept it. I do. Be blessed, everybody.
Hallelujah. I only have one more time for two more callers. I'm so sorry, but I only get a certain minute of overtime afterwards, after the show is actually supposed to be off. The number ending in 269, ending in 0087, you're live on the air.
Amen, amen. I just enjoyed the message that we heard. It was a rhema word. And I thank God that when I think about the oil, I think about in order for us to receive the oil, we need to have a new wineskin. Because
on,
if
yes.
we don't, that new wine, I mean that new oil, it will, just like the new wine, it'll burst. So I
on.
Just thank God that we have to have a renewed mind in order
yes.
to receive those fresh manna words, that rhema word from the Lord. So I just thank God for the word that we heard today, and we just pray blessings over you, associate pastor, and we just thank God that you let us know about your show.
Amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. This is one of my new spirituals I just met. Actually, beginning of the week, I was on another radio show at 7 in the morning, and I met this blessed woman of God, and she's also a woman of God. And I just thank God for the people that he's connected me to from ministries over the Internet and just ministries in period. I just thank God. Actually, the last call I'm going to take, actually, I know who this is. This is my mother, the best mother in the world. She's so faithful to everything. I just love her so much. She'll call in and support me. And, if, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when you know you got your support from your mother, which is the head, you know that you're doing something good. So
amen.
I just thank God just for her always just supporting me and all that I do. Mother Newsom, you're live on the air.
God bless you, darling. I thank and praise God for the oil. Oh, hallelujah. That oil just represents the anointing of the true and the living God. And that message just blessed me so much. I was trying to do some other things while I had my phone on speaker. But I want you to be encouraged and to continue to stay in the Word and lay before the Lord. And I'm a living witness that it doesn't matter whether you're an unwed mother, whether or not you had unsuccessful marriages, no matter what's gone on in your life, God's oil of his anointing is yet pouring out. And nobody can stop us, but we are.
Amen.
Here. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen.
God bless. God bless. I'm telling you, y'all, I'm so excited. I wish I had more time because I can go another round about this. Or whatever you do on today, know that today is your day, all day, every day. Know that the Lord has chosen you for the oil. So when the devil even try to come your way from this point on, you just remind him that I am chosen for the oil. Oh, God. Hey, just remind him that he can't touch you because your time is now. Let him know that you're moving forward way past him. He can't even catch up with you because you're covered in the oil. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I just want you all to be blessed, encouraged, motivated, focused, inspired, and determined in all the attributes of God. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana. I'll be back here live tomorrow at 2 p.m. If anybody want to talk to me more about this oil, you can hit me up behind me, ruby.ning.com. Hit me up on Facebook. We can continue. Or y'all know my number. We can have a three-way call talking about the oil. But you all just be blessed. I'm excited. I'm telling you, I'm going to jump around here like if we got a woman in our church. She's a pop woman. She hops around. I'm going to hop around up in this place about this oil. I'm excited. I thank God for it. And just know whenever the enemy tries to make you think you all alone, know that God will send someone to hold up your rod because he is your Jehovah Nisi, your banner, and he is your El Shaddai, and he is coming to visit you to anoint you with the oil. You be blessed, and this season overflows in your life, and I'm your host, and you have tuned into Iron Royalty Show. Agape!